Welcome to the Melanin Money Show with your host, George Achimpong and Carter Cofield. We're on a mission to decrease the wealth gap by $100 billion and in the process creating 100,000 new first generation millionaires. And we want you to be one of them. So listen to our show for weekly tips on personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship as we help you navigate your journey to your first 1 million in net worth and beyond. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. And today, I can guarantee that you're going to be in for a treat.
Yes.
Dr. Sonya, how you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm excited about this. I really am.
We are excited about you. You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I'm just trying to match that profit on your sweat. That's all. That's it.
We love it.
Now, there are very few people who I can get around these days who every time I leave the conversation, I have to pick my head up off the floor. You are one of those people. Every time I have a conversation with you, I level up in some way. Even, you know, my business partner level up through you. We were talking about this before the podcast started. We need to start recording.
Like, yeah.
A lot of good stuff happens before the show starts.
For sure.
But you gave me one play. I called him up, told him to play. He couldn't sleep all night because we had to figure out how to implement the play in our business. And it's going to make us an extra, at least six figures, if not.
A month.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Keyword.
Keyword.
Let's get this right. A month.
Never play yourself. Okay. Yes. Before we get into all the money, the business, the accolades, can you just give us an insight on who Dr. Sonya is, what she's been through, kind of your story, the hero story before we get to everything else?
Absolutely. First, I got to thank you all for having me. You know, I'm called Auntie now. The OGs are the men. I'm Auntie of the conversation.
Gotcha.
Of the
time. Yes. Rich Auntie.
Wealthy Auntie.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah. I'm originally from Arkansas. I'm the youngest of 12 kids.
12?
12. Yes. Whew. Same mom and dad.
Wow. Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah. Bless them right now. Yes. They have left this earth, but yes, same mom and dad. Mom had a third grade education. Dad had a second grade. Country town in Wilson, Arkansas. She was a housekeeper. My dad was a sharecropper. Mm-hmm. And so by the time she got to me, my dad wasn't around. So I wasn't raised around him. He had moved to Chicago, whatever. And I didn't understand what's happening back then. We were still part of, I would say, slavery, if you want to tell the truth about it. But it was just hidden. Working on the farm.
Right.
But I'm the youngest. I had my first child at 15 years old, 17 years old. Just like I had that fast life. My mom was tired. Can you imagine having 12 kids?
Yeah, no. You're the last one. She's like, this is number 3, 4, 5. It's y'all job to raise her because
they were
all gone though.
Right. I'm the child closest to me. My sibling is 8 years older. My oldest brother was old enough to be my father. He is 81 years old.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
And so by that time she was tired. So I got a lot of freedom and flexibility to go out. It's like, even now, people, let's go hang out. I was hanging out at 15 years old.
I'm
like
good.
17. Yeah. Clubbing. I did that enough before I got to college. But I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, got in the wrong car with the wrong guy at 17. He raped me and left me there for dead. Wow. And I wasn't supposed to make it out of that space, but I did. Mm-hmm. And I ended up in this roller coaster ride as a young woman, like a lot of young women I see today, just trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
And society doesn't help with that at all.
Right.
But nonetheless, I went on, and the only saving grace for me, mind you, I already had a son, was that I played basketball. Mm-hmm. That was my escape. When I got on a court with a ball in my hand, I just disappeared into this whole world of I'm a point guard. I run things.
You can't focus anywhere else. You got to run the whole show.
And that just, I believe that saved me. Basketball saved me from just going down that field. And so I went to college, played basketball for 4 years, joined the military, played for the military for some time. So spent 21 years in the Army.
Wow.
It is just, it's been a journey. It's the best thing. It happened not to me, but it happened for me.
Do you think that you joined the Army for more direction?
I did. More so because I didn't want to be a housekeeper. Mm-hmm. No offense to my mom, but she wanted to make sure I got away. Yeah. I didn't want to work in a factory back home because that was the option. Or you go to college. I did. And I still didn't want to come back home. So I joined the military.
Gotcha.
Quickly realized I can legally fight now. I can legally have conversations because I was felt like very angry and frustrated at life and what it gave me. So the military gave me something that I don't believe back home gave me. It was an opportunity to be better and to grow and not necessarily fight, kind of. But it gave me an opportunity to get away. And I got married right away. So I was married for 18 years, went through a horrific divorce. And all of that brought me to where I am right now.
Wow. What do you think some childhood, what do you think, what are some major lessons that came from your childhood trauma that helped you become the person?
Don't trust boys. No, don't trust them. It was really just, I had to grow up fast.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, I realized nobody was coming to save me. Bless my mom. So she did the best that she could. Right. But nobody was coming to save me. Right. And so I had to save myself. And it was not necessarily an example back then. I'm a 70s baby. So I just turned 53 years old. I just want to drop that quick.
You don't look
what?
At all the part. Like, what's in the water?
Right.
Teach me.
You never bring out what you
Yeah, no, I didn't. Like, it's just life. It's just life and just loving life, especially at this point in stage. And it was like, life is great. This is amazing. Right. I get to live this like every single day, do whatever I want, wake up when I want to after serving my country. So it is just the childhood is just understanding that life is going to happen. What could I learn from that? I look back on it now. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
But it took me until I was in my 30s to realize what that learn was.
Got you. Okay. So you gave us an amazing synopsis on kind of what got you to this point. Can you share with us a little bit about what you're doing now and what that looks like?
What am I doing now? Nothing much.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
What, honestly, I launched this, I would say, more of a Dr. Sonya Brands.com of helping women who can take their life experience and their knowledge to build a business. Mm-hmm. I never thought a million years I would be running a $28 million company. And all of that was from childhood, divorce, basketball, 21 years in the military. And it's just taking all that experience and helping other women look at like those things happen. But how can we take all of that and cultivate this environment where we can serve other people from the heartache and pain? That's all I did. I turned my pain into passion. People say it.
Turn your pain into profit.
Yeah, that too. Profit. Yeah. Definitely. But it was just passion. Or power to passion to profit. That was the end, but that wasn't the result that I was looking for. I just wanted to serve other women. I just wanted to take my pain away. Mm-hmm. And I quickly learned that when I started serving other people, it started to, it was like dead skin started falling off of my body. And that's when I knew I was on to something. People listening? Y'all listening to little old me?
Yeah.
The woman who had a baby at 15?
Right.
The statistic that was voted least likely to succeed? Mm-hmm. The CD student? Y'all are listening to me now. And I wasn't even thinking about that. So I started thinking back, like, how can I serve other people to their next level?
We have another young lady in our network. Her name is Ellie. And I think one of the reasons why she's doing so well is, you know, she has some experiences as well. And like just the authenticity, right, in her story. And there's so much relatability in that. But I think sometimes people feel shame from things that they experience, even if it was beyond their control, and they hold that in and they don't share that, not realizing that that literally is the thing that will help you reach and connect with so many people. Would you say that your story and just your experiences have kind of like really been the catalyst to help you connect and impact so many people?
Absolutely.
Have you ever been chilling on your couch and you were maybe trying to find something to watch on TV, whether it's Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime, Stars? I mean, there's so many streaming services nowadays, right? Maybe you've already binge watched that favorite series and it's over and you're just trying to find something else to watch. But imagine if you spent that energy trying to find creative and impactful content that can help you level up your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. And that's exactly why we created Financial Flicks, which is a complete library of past workshops and masterclasses where you can learn different topics across personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship on your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. So head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Financial Flicks as well as all the other great features that you can find inside of our Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
And was I embarrassed about it? For many years I was, but I realized there was no, so I start thinking back, okay, I'm looking for this woman to give me the permission to do this, or man or whomever.
Right.
I didn't find them. It was me who had to get the permission. Right. So I became the person that I needed the most in my life. And so I began to share, you know, the trauma and the things I went through, but not from a place of, oh, you know, woe is me. It was more of, hey, I went through this. It's okay. people would talk, you know, it's people on social media and these social media streets that hide behind it.
Right.
And I was like, well, go share your story. Most people won't do that. Right. And I became okay with being truthful. We can remember the truth, but you have to make up these lies. I didn't want to make up anything. I just wanted to be truthful about what I was going through.
Yeah, like not being truthful, it's hard, right? Like now you got to remember stuff. It's like, wait, what did I say there? And what did I tell that person versus just being true to who you are? And I know when I share my story, when Carter shows his story, like that's some of my most engaging content, right? When I share like my life experience, not my expertise and my returns on investments. It's like, yo, like I went through this experience and people relate to that, right? And I think people also respect the vulnerability, right, of being able to share that.
And one question I have for you is, what do you feel like most women's biggest challenge is when it comes to stepping into their purpose and really seeing their true power?
This whole thing about permission, like that is a real thing. Permission and validation are the biggest two. But think about it. I mean, we've been raised since we were 2 years old. What is the first thing, and whether you have a daughter or a friend or a sister, the first thing they give us as little girls is a doll to take care of. They give us somebody else to take care of. That's all we know. Like, think about it. When I start thinking about when you're two, your first gift is a baby doll. Right. Take care of your baby. You're 2 years old with a baby. Like, what?
Can't take care of yourself first.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, here's this checkbook. Learn how to balance this checkbook. How can you count? But it was more with taking care of someone else. So what I've seen over having and helping over 500,000 women in the last 3 years, game changer.
And run that back. She is 500,000
women with coaching, speaking, stepping into their power, understanding that you can do this. It's like you don't just wake up one day, hey, I got a $28 million company, and you got $18 million that your clients have collected together, collectively. You just don't do that. So being vulnerable, but really giving these women and helping them understand is about permission and validation. We don't need permission from anybody but ourselves. Right. And validation is for parking tickets only.
Let's go.
I mean, like whoever's listening, like, oh, I gotta go ask, you know, one of the, I gotta go ask my spouse. And I understand I'm not trying to break up anybody's happy home.
Right.
But honestly, when I work with men, hey, did you talk to your wife about this for what? I'll tell her later. Yes, but Dr. Sonia, no, I need to go talk to my spouse. And when you go talk, you're asking for permission.
Right.
How about you ask for support? That was a big thing. I know most of us like, oh my God, did you say I did? See, I get to say some things that most people don't like.
Right.
It's tight, but it's right.
Yeah. Now, Kate, do you remember the moment where you gave yourself permission to be who you are? And did you have a husband at the time? And how did he react to you saying, like, I'm just curious? Because, like, all the women, it's easy for you to say, but, like, when was the moment for you to be like, all right, I'm stepping into this new life where I am no longer asking permission from anybody else?
Let me give you two.
Okay.
I joined the military, and later on, at the time, when I first got married, my first marriage, I met him within 45 days, we got married. Military does not play. You going over to this country, you going over here. So it was more of, it was a thing you did. It's like, hey, you going to go here, he's going to go there. Go in the hallway, we had a conversation, 45 days, we were married. Like, we met, and we were like, okay. But what I realized later on when I wanted to go to officer candidate school, I'd realized I was a leader a long time ago, but I didn't know. The military gave me that permission, to be honest with you. They put me in situations where I had no choice but to lead. It was no, I'm not following anybody. Hey, just give me the rules. Tell me what I need to do. And I did it. But I remember sitting down one night and I made a decision that I was going to go to officer candidate school. And my husband at the time said, I forbid you.
Forbid is a strong word.
Buck up the wrong tree, brother.
Man, I remember crying like, he's not supporting me. What are you talking about? Like, this will be better for the family. I'll make more money. We could do these things. No, you're going to be gone away for 3 to 6 months. I remember that feeling. I went anyway. I did. I did. I had to, because I knew it was like a calling for me. So I did anyway. And then later on, it was a problem. We ended up getting a divorce a couple of years later, even years after that, because I was considered, you're defiant. You're that woman. And I'll be honest, I probably was, but I knew I had a bigger calling than just being someone's mother and being someone's wife. I knew that.
Right.
Second time around, when did I decide? The day I'm divorced, I'm sitting on a couch, wanting to be in a relationship. And honestly, God was like, nah, you don't get to do nothing. You're going to focus on you. But I remember on my suicide couch, that day I was going to take my life. That was the second time I realized I can't do this for anybody else but me. If not, I'm going to die. Literally going to die, because I was taking my life that day. I made a decision not to.
Mm. Powerful.
Yeah. You use the word decide a lot. Mm-hmm. Most people use the word choose, right? And when you say I choose something, you still have other options in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
But when you say the word decide, you're cutting off, from what our mentor tells us, cutting off any other option or scenario to go any other way. Now, when you coach your clients, do you coach them on like making a decision versus making a choice? Or like, because I'm just all about getting people over that first hump, yeah. right? So like, can you just give a little insight into like, the reason you use that word and how you help other women make those choices?
When you say choose, that means there's another option out there. When right. you decide, you give yourself no retreat. I can't go back to that. Like right. it's a decision. I make a decision, then I commit to it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other options. Like this was do or die for me. So when right. I coach women, it's like, okay, you can decide or you can choose. When you make a decision, we're going all in. That's what the military taught me. That's right. basically what I'm doing now, is just teaching them what I learned in 21 years, being a combat veteran, three combat right. tours. I don't know anything else but battle. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. Not physically fighting, but having right. to war for what I want, financially, spiritually, relationally, emotionally. I've had to fight. So I just yeah. teach women how to fight properly and not just fight, but win.
So, I mean, obviously you've coached and helped so many women, right? What do you, if you had to distill some of the, like, the key, like, points, like, hey, these are the things you must grasp, right, in order mm-hmm. to win. What are a few of those, like, those points that you would, that really stand out to you for the women that you coach that really just take it to the next level?
We call it the ones that realize that the tree has to grow, but it's growing because it has roots in the ground. Mm-hmm. Some people just want the tree. They just, right. I want the tree. I want all the fruit on the tree. But if you look, there are no roots. So I'm teaching them, let's do some, this root work first. Mm-hmm. And that's all mindset. Mm-hmm. Even though they want $1 million companies, I hear it all right. the time. I'm sure you all get it all mm-hmm. the time. Right. I want what you got, bro. Well, yeah. that means you need to do what I do.
Come on.
No, I want the shortcut. Yeah. You know, shortcuts. You got to right. take the stairs on this. There's no elevator. We're right. taking stairs. Mm-hmm. Some people want the shortcut. So it's more of teaching them, let's put the roots in the ground mm-hmm. because the roots are growing first, not the tree. It's the right. roots that grow first.
Big facts.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this, the P3 model that you have. Can you give us more insight?
It's some homework over here, huh?
Yeah.
For the guests that are as important as you, we have to.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So can you let us in on the P3 model that you teach to transform?
Yeah, a P3 model is power, prestige, and profits. Okay. If women or people in business, period, it's not just mm-hmm. for women, but it's the model that I came on board with, or really helping women get to eight and nine figures, is yeah. because when you understand what your power is, the day you wake up and you make a decision, this is who I want to become.
Are you an aspiring first generation millionaire who's looking to march towards their first 1 million in net worth? If you are, then I strongly encourage you to consider joining the Melanin Millionaires Club. Inside the Melanin Millionaires Club, you're going to get access to a complete library of elective courses that will help you navigate towards your journey of your first 1 million in net worth. You're going to receive access to My Wealth Health, which is a dashboard that allows you to track your financial progress in real time. You're going to get access to live workshops and masterclasses, and you're going to get access to our past library recording of all of our masterclasses and workshops called Financial Flicks. Not to mention, you're going to receive access to our flagship feature called Pocket Advisor, where you get access to a financial coach in real time. This is by far one of my favorite features of the platform, and there's so much more. All you have to do to learn more is go to melaninmoney.com/join to see how you can take advantage of all these benefits and become a first generation millionaire. See you inside the club.
What is the power that you possess? I believe we're born with it, but some of us haven't tapped into it. And then you go into prestige. It's all about brand. One of the things that I just burns my butt is brand people talking to people about a color, about a logo, about your website. Those are important, but that's low-hanging fruit. Right. A prestigious brand is when you walk into the room, people see you.
Right.
There's something about him that I need to, wait, who are you? You look important. You look like somebody I need to know. They don't know your name, but something about you draws them to you.
Right. How do you build a prestigious brand?
It's about wrap the package. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is wrap. It's wrap the package.
Right.
You all have your logo shirts on right now, right? It's all about profit. When people see you, like, I got to go talk to them. So obviously they're about their business. Mm-hmm. There's something going on with them. They're just not two brothers walking around talking about we're doing this. They're doing something. Mm-hmm. Wrap the package. Whether you're dressing it up or dressing it down, wrap the package. Everywhere I go, I hear these older women call me old money. I get so tickled. Old money to me was an old white lady back in the day. Come on, be real. Yeah. You saw something about like that's old money.
Yeah. Yeah.
My kids laugh about that now. Mom, you old money. Not yet, baby. This new money, but old money is coming. That's from the grandbabies. And then profit. Profits. Mm. How do you get to your bank? How do you get the banker to know your name when you walk in? Hey, Dr. Stribling, how are you? I'm good today. What can we do for you? Just come over here, bring you to the side. And it's not just that, it's just the profits you bring to your family and to your legacy. Yeah. This is what I love about what you all do. I watch your chickity talks in your Instagram. And it's just the fact that y'all letting us in on game, because there are conversations that are happening that we're not, especially for women, but just our culture, we're not part of the conversation.
Right.
It's not that some of us don't want to be, but maybe we don't know enough. It's not enough just to have an LLC. What are you doing? How many entities do you have? How are you protecting? I had to become a millionaire to learn that.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches it. So it is just more about how can we pee through a woman's life?
Love it. Now, to your point, you know, women, you know, they grow up and they're taught like, hey, you're supposed to be the nurturer, right? Mm-hmm. How do you help women create this paradigm shift where it's like, all right, I've had this identity of being a woman and a wife and a spouse, and I'm letting somebody else lead. How do you help them create that paradigm shift where they can still walk in their power, right? Be this audacious, bold woman while still balancing the fact that they still have, you know, a companion and a family that they still care for, right? Because I would imagine that that's kind of a struggle for a lot of women, right?
I don't even use the word balance, if I may. I use the word harmony.
Okay.
And when you harmonize your life, the things that are priority to you come first. I heard you say something, let somebody lead. Can I just talk to that for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm working. He's still working on me. But, you know, I knew, honestly, God sent me the right guy with my encore marriage. Encore marriage of really laid back, chill. He is not a pushover at all.
Yeah.
But he speaks when these are his words, not mine. I speak when I need to. I don't have to talk all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, who is this dude that has my attention? Because I would say I have somewhat of a strong personality, but I'm still a little girl inside. He sent me someone that understood the power that I have, but he never tries to take it away, but he stands on who he is and very comfortable in his own skin. Right. He does not care. You Sonya to me. You may be Dr. Sonya to the world, but he does it with such grace and ease. I can't even imagine trying to teach that to someone. I don't have to teach him anything.
Yeah.
He just does it naturally. And so now it's coming into the space and helping women when they date and even just in business. Your partner is important.
For sure.
Yes.
Because if not, he will tear you down or build you back up, and you over in the corner sucking on your thumb talking about, oh my gosh, I want a business. I was going to start it. I've met many of women who closed their businesses because of the relationships they were in. They got the person who got started with them, but they didn't get with the person who was going to help them build along the way.
So how do you coach women on that? Because this is just my opinion. Some women... Correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead. Go with it.
Some women may value the relationship more than they value their business or their purpose, because they've been conditioned to say, like, success looks like you being a housewife, you taking care of the kids, and this business is cute, this little thing, but this is what you're put on this earth to do. And, like, some women have been instilled that. So, like, I feel like with entrepreneurship, some women can say, like, okay, well, Dr. Sonya, I want to start this business, but I really want to be married and have kids more. Like, how do you balance that? Or do you even coach them?
How do you harmonize?
Yeah, how do you harmonize? Because I feel like a lot of women may use that as an excuse of fear because their partner might have instilled that to them. Yes. Right. And if they are fearful, how do you help them like get out of that?
You know, I believe there's a twofold in there, and I have encountered it. Mm-hmm. I do have clients, women that I work with now. Some are single, mm-hmm. some are divorced, some are married, some are harmonizing their life. But for mm-hmm. the most part, they're at a mature, not age, but they're at a level of maturity mm-hmm. yeah. where either they've been listening to me long enough. I wasn't always a business coach. Mm-hmm. Or, well, I would say now a wealth distribution champion. Right. I wasn't always this. I was in the life coaching and divorce coaching first.
Yeah.
So I had to learn this myself because I grew up on that whole thing. Not grew up, but later on, you know, your mm-hmm. husband is a leader and all of that. Mm-hmm. Well, how about I get a partner mm-hmm. with this and getting a partner? So I'll have the conversation. I don't harp on it because some of them come that way, but I do have very challenging tough conversations, and I have one on YouTube now that some women are mad. How are you telling your, I'm not trying to break up a happy home, yeah. but at some point your kids are going to grow up. God forbid your husband leaves you. What else you got? Mm. I'm not saying have something separately, but I believe we all come into this space and place where we need to have something that we focus on that belongs to us.
Right.
And some women don't want it, and it's okay. That yeah. doesn't mean she's not going to be successful. She's probably not going to be in business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not right now.
Right.
Maybe later on she'll think about it, because women are the fastest growing businesses of entrepreneurs. But I will also add, we're the ones who shut doors faster too.
Mm. Wow.
Because we are getting to this place. We got to learn how to harmonize our life. Mm-hmm. You're over here wanting a date. Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm yeah. just saying. Yeah. Well, you all can se.
Yeah.
But imagine trying to date and build this. Mm-hmm. Right? Which one is more important?
Right.
You would say they're equal. But can you get with someone who understands, like, hey, I'm not going to be readily available all the time. Mm-hmm. If you call me, I don't answer. I can call you back. Mm-hmm. I'll text you. Some people are needy. Even at my age, when I was dating, the 10-year gap before I got my encore marriage,
yeah.
I was out here in these streets. Man, y'all can have it. I don't want it.
Like, somebody FaceTiming you midday on a Tuesday is wild. Like, yeah. you ain't got nothing to do. Like, right. it's 2 p.m. Like, why right. would you expect me to be able to answer the phone right now?
You ain't yeah. gonna answer? Can we go on a date? Like, and But I've had people, even at the beginning stages, check you out on social media. And you know, social media tells the truth, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, well, I don't think I want to date, you know, because you're in the limelight. I wasn't even on TV
yet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I right. wasn't on TV. There was no Bravo. There was no CNN. There was no traveling. It was none of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, this is what I'm dealing with?
Yeah.
And so dating apps, I tried them all. I'm like, this yeah. is not working. So I took a hiatus and like, y'all can have it. I'm going to focus. And that's when my husband, Sean, came.
Gotcha.
When I wasn't focused on it.
Well, that's a great, I guess, segue to the question I was thinking about while you were talking. And how does a woman, because right now, at least, I'm not sure if you're seeing it, you're catching wind of, maybe you are, but like, this is this nonstop conversation about like relationships and men and women and 50-50, this, that, and the third. How does a woman who wants to operate in her power,
yes,
right, be able to do so, but without, and it shouldn't even be the woman's responsibility, but maintaining that femininity within the power, right? Because I feel like sometimes the assumption is that if a woman's out here prioritizing or focused on her business, that she's not thinking about me, she can't nurture a man, whatever. Like that's like what people are saying, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, from your vantage point, how can a woman like harmonize, mm-hmm. right? Balancing yeah. that, or harmonize that femininity, right? Or still maintaining that while still staying and operating in their power.
Could you imagine having a financial coach that at any given time you could ask your questions in real time from a real expert and get real advice? To be honest, Pocket Advisor is the flagship feature, in my opinion, of the Melanin Millionaires Club. And when I originally created this platform, for those of you who may not know this, Pocket Advisor was actually the name and the primary feature back in 2021. But when I rebranded to the Melanin Millionaires Club, I knew that no matter what we added or changed, Pocket Advisor had to stay, because we have democratized financial advice by giving you access to a real financial expert in real time. There is no other financial education platform that you'll find something like this that's actually backed by a financial advisor. One of the top 100 in the nation, I might add. So if you're looking to get financial education
in your pocket in real time, head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Pocket Advisor, as well as all the other great benefits and features that you can find as a part of the Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
Can I be very transparent?
Please.
Yeah.
I have to work on this every single day.
Yeah.
Mind you, I got 21 years military. I've been on a battlefield where most men haven't been, right? Been shot at. I've been bombed. I've been away from my family for 15 consecutive months. And so just being in combat in itself, I took on this role of I'm invincible. I'm not, right? My body went to Iraq, but mentally I didn't come back. And I had to work through that. And then you get somebody in your life when you're dating trying to tell you need to do this. You need to be in the kitchen cooking. I don't like cooking. I can, but I don't. I can get us a chef.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Or, and so it was more of I have to work on that. But I believe it's the partner that you're with.
For sure.
If I had someone who was just as headstrong as I am, even when my first marriage, it was like this. I was always senior. I always made more money, but I never threw that in his face. I didn't recognize that until I went through the divorce. Yeah. So when I came to my encore marriage, those are the things I had to work on those 10 years that I was not, well, I wouldn't say dating because I was out there, but I wasn't in a marriage. I had to work on that. Like, how do you, because I had never been here. There's no woman out there like, okay, Oprah, I guess, like she was the one, but they're supposedly not married. So she's not out here saying, hey, how do you be this powerful woman
outside,
outside of that and still be feminine and bring on your femininity? This is why I dress the way I dress. I try to still keep it cute and classy, even though I want to walk like a tomboy half the time. I still want to, like,
basketball walk.
Yeah, I see it. My sister's like, I still see it. Okay, that's why I put on heels. I see it. I know. But it is, it's just really sitting back. I believe there for each woman, there's a little girl. There's a little girl that wanted to be cuddled and hugged by my husband. He gets to see that. Like, most people don't see it. Like, he gets to see me cry. He gets to see me when it's a hard day at work and a client working your nerves. He gets to see that.
Right.
And the first time he saw it, he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you didn't think I bleed, huh? But I needed a safe place. I needed a place to be vulnerable. You can't do that to everyone because people will take advantages. I've met the con men. I've met the folks out there for your money. That was a scary place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing, like, nobody's teaching this to us. And so do I have the conversations? Yes.
Right.
How do you harmonize that? Just be out here and be diligent. Be around people that are going to teach you these things. And listen, I don't just want to be the woman out here helping other women make money. I don't just want that. I want them to be better, more powerful women that still can be in a loving relationship, that can still care for their children and for their husbands. We're just going to do it differently.
I think it's so profound and admirable that you can admit that you're still working on it. Because I know when your clients and your fans see you, they like, she's invincible. She has it all figured out. And most people want to keep that persona and just to stroke their own ego, right? But for you to answer that question and just say that you're still working on it, I think it's going to give so many women permission to know that this is a working, harmonizing battle that you're going to go through every day to get better.
I would go fall in his lap in a heartbeat. Just lay my head, and he knows what to do. He's like, you okay? I said, I just need a moment. If he's sitting down, I'll go sit in his lap like I'm a little girl. I mean, I just, you never just at this place when you're building and you feel like you're holding so many women on your shoulder. Because I believe the women that I get to serve and building their businesses and becoming coaches and speakers and writing their books, they don't have to start from ground zero. They get to start on my shoulder. And that is a heavy weight to bear, but it's also necessary because I needed that and I didn't have it.
Right.
So, and that's one of the reasons we partner together is because, with his clients, he was bearing all the burden. And with my clients, I was bearing all the burden. I said, like, I would rather share that burden with somebody. So they are not all looking up to me for all the answers. They're looking up to us for the answers. And it widened the load. So that's something that I appreciate having a business partner.
So may I jump in there just for a second?
Yeah, sure.
You all are a great example of that. Cause I remember you sharing that with me. And I was like, wow. But you realize there's not a lot of women. Maybe there are women out there that do it. There's not a lot of us that do it.
Yeah.
It is something about us as a entity that I don't know where it comes from. I can't explain it. I had to deal with it myself. Like, what is it? Like, somebody's out to get something, or they're trying to take this, or they're trying to take that. And I realized, like, no, because other coaches do it very well.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it very well. They don't care about cross-pollinating clients. They don't care about that. It's like, we all gonna eat. Yeah. But we're over here like, no, I don't want to work with her. And I'm like, wow, this is why it's so big in this space and place for these movements that are being created.
It goes back to what you said, though, about the root work, right? I think the root work is like the scarcity and the crap in the bucket mentality. I'm splitting it with them versus not realizing that if I partner or collaborate, we actually create a bigger pie and everybody wins, right? So would you rather have 100% of a grape or 10% of a watermelon? But it's that, it's the limiting belief that the watermelon even exists.
Just recently, and you bring up this point, and I, again, learning things, even at this wise age, still learning, I start looking at what does Wall Street do? They take companies that are already existing, and you get the opportunity to invest in them, right? You have to put your money in. And I got this idea. It was, how do I create other millionaires?
Yeah.
Of course, there are going to be ones that I work with, help them build their businesses and do all of that, walk them on this journey to be a millionaire CEO. And then there's some that will never be in business. And I said, how can I still help them have 100K days? How can I help them do this? And I said, you know what? If I have a $28 million company and this year we're on track for $50
million, let's go. Jeez.
What if I gave a percentage of my company to the women as partners? Hold on, I'm not done. Like 30%. Let's say that I go get wealth distribution partners and I give them a percentage of my company. I share, you share the movement, they share the movement, I share the money.
It's genius.
It is big picture thinking.
Yeah. Talking my language now.
Yeah, that for me, those are God ideas because I'm not smart enough to think of those. Yeah. I just start feeling, okay, what is going on? There's got to be more. There are women who want to do these things. They want to be on this pathway, but they have yet to figure out what's that vehicle. A second or third job, thinking that we have to have a man. No offense, some of us do, some of us don't. But what if we started generating that level of income just for sharing? That was my, I didn't want to be a part of the problem anymore.
Yeah, I tell my wife that all the time. Like, and he's my business partner, obviously, but I'm like, these ideas that I get, I'm like, these are divine, right? Like, I would love to take credit for it, but like, I just wake up and God's like, here you go, here's another one. and sometimes it almost feels like a gift and a curse at times because it's like, another one? But then on the same breath, there's some people who are craving or wishing they knew what to do. So I take it in stride, but it's definitely, like you said, a God idea. So speaking of which, God ideas, right? But if we were to zoom out another 5 years from now, right? Wow. Half decade, make it sound really far away. Right? we were about 5 years from now. Where is Sonya? What is she doing? And what is her outlook on life at that time?
You know, it said you should get a health checkup at least once a year. My question is, when's the last time you had a financial health checkup? My guess, it's probably been a while. And that's why we created the Wealth Health Score. Whether you're financially out of shape or financially elite, the Wealth Health Score is going to tell you exactly where you stand and what things you can do to get into the best financial health possible. So visit mywealthhealthscore.com to get your score today.
Number one, she has already hit the New York Times bestseller.
Okay.
Probably twice. From the battlefield to the boardroom. What?
Okay, since the early release.
Come on.
I felt that one.
Infinite desire to win in life, business, and career. And it's got a picture of me with the battlefield, half of the woman with the makeup.
I see it because I see like, the battlefield.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got chills as you're describing that. Yeah. I know that's going to be a bestseller.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. So that is out there. I'm traveling. I'm speaking more in corporate. But it's not just me. I have, right now and 5 years from now, we have 200, we launched this week, 246 partners. We did it in 3 days. Just the first launch of it, of partnerships. The goal is to have about, I would say, 50,000 wealth distribution partners that I get to give a portion of the revenue for the company. I am now looking at, we know John Maxwell model.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the female version. Matter of fact, I'm looking for the woman of color version.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Might as well create it.
Come on.
So if this is 50 million, 5 years from now, what are we looking at? Man, that's $100 million company.
Minimum.
Right. I love it.
Oh, I'm not done. Hold on. I got one more.
Let's hold on. Let me set up.
I'm thinking, right? I know my thinking face by now.
And I got to put in the things that I really want and desire for my family.
For sure.
I am a grandmother. I'm not now. I'm having three boys. My younger two are three biological children. I have a bonus son through my encore marriage.
I love the terminology. I'm sorry. Right. A bonus son, encore marriage.
I don't like, it's the stepson.
No, no, no. I mean, like, language is important. Yeah. I love the way you use it.
It's just,
I heard bonus. I never heard encore. I love that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I never have to use it.
Don't love it too much.
Right. Hopefully I never have to use it. I love my wife. Shout out to Majesty. She's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
You love her. She would love you, actually.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it is. Now looking at where I am in my marriage, where my husband is stepping into the limelight a little, because I believe it needs to be said about how do you marry powerful women?
I mean, there's nobody talking about that.
None.
Right.
So I believe that's necessary. Where let me be very cognizant about what I say. Be careful what you ask for.
For sure, because it'll come true.
Dr. Sonia is the go-to because the Oprah Winfreys of the world are passing the baton. And if they're passing the baton, some of us have to be in position to catch it. I ran track, so I know what that's like. Third leg, fourth leg, bring it home. What does that look like?
Yeah.
Getting in position in 5 years to catch the baton.
Yeah.
Or whatever that looks like, whether it's television, books, or whatever. I just can't even imagine I'm getting chills. I'm getting emotional on this podcast. What it looks like. But I know I have to prepare for it now. I have to get the roots in the ground. So when the wind and the storm comes, it just doesn't pull it up.
Right.
It doesn't just move. It doesn't just fall over. It's so rooted 3 feet down, three phases down, that is not easily pulled.
He's picking my language. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
So one thing I love about you is that you're not just an online presence. You do a lot of in-person events because you understand the importance of being in the room. We're in one of the same coaching programs. You understand the importance of being in the room and getting that, just that in-person feel with the people that you're coaching, right? So you do events all the time.
Yes.
You gave us some coaching. You gave us some coaching on that. And it's my understanding you have an event coming up.
Yes.
In Atlanta. Would you mind talking about that? And what's the purpose of the event? What's the name of the event? What's the goal?
Well, it's called Schedule Your Payday. And it's for women to have legacy, leverage, and liberation. And it's what, regardless of what level or where they are in business, where they can have a salon, they can have a beauty bar, they can have products and services. There are so many things to do. And I call it being a triple threat. Like, you're coaching and consulting, you're speaking, and you're an author. I believe that is the model for a seven-figure and beyond. I'm not going to just talk about in a year. Yeah. I'm talking about monthly.
Yeah. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Just looking at that. And so Schedule Your Payday was designed for women to really begin to win and not look at this as, oh, I get to schedule my payday. We're no longer just waiting on a job, because they gave us two options.
Yeah.
Get a job or start a business. But what if there's some other things that I can do along the way? Who can I partner with? So it's not just about businesses. Who can I partner with? And start looking at things differently. So schedule your payday in Atlanta, Georgia, April 25th through the 27th to really help women scale to new heights and stop looking at business. It's no longer the same. Not in this century, in this decade. AI is taking over.
Right.
But it's really helping us.
Yeah, for sure.
Take it to a whole nother level. So this is really for that woman who's ready for her next level.
Amazing.
And we'll make sure to link. You get us a link so we can link to it in the show notes.
Because believe it or not, we have more women than men.
Oh, right, definitely.
That are tapped into our ecosystem.
Definitely. And, it's like 7,
and I just know that there's some women that are following us, but they need to be following you. And I'll go on record to say, I mean, I just think you're such a powerhouse. I love everything about your movement, what you represent, and the possibilities for women. And I'll just go on record to say that if there's anything we can do to add value to, as these women are, you're helping them make all this money, if we can help them secure their legacies through estate planning or
absolutely
tax, whatever, we would love to be a resource in that regard, because you're doing something amazing, and we would love to support it for
gentlemen,
sure.
Gentlemen, I just want to say thank you. like when I reached out, you were like, Doc, whatever you need, yeah. for the simple fact that there are men that are supporting us in this. Mm-hmm. Even though I serve women, there are some amazing men that support me mm-hmm. on yeah. this. And we need that. Whether y'all know it or not, yeah. we still need you.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
need
Don't
you.
Let social media fool you.
Yeah, right. yeah. Uh-huh. We still need you all. So it is not like, hey, we are women, we are strong. But mm-hmm. there are some amazing men that are back there backing us. And I just want to say thank you for having me here.
Absolutely.
As the auntie. Somebody called me yep. auntie the other day. And I'm like, auntie, yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, head.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you're comfortable because we're going to have to have you back. Yeah, I know, yeah. I know you got so much gems and wisdom. We can yeah. only scratch the surface.
And I'm so glad we got you on the show. Because I run and tell him, like, dude, you gotta meet. Like, because y'all met, but yes. like, we've had long conversations.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, bro, she's so dope, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
And now he got to see it firsthand.
Yeah, so. You kept me, I mean, you didn't know at the time, but you kept me up, you know, stand for all night. And I was yeah, typing away.
Two in the morning, I get a response with a whole draft document. I said,
but it's a game changer, though. Yeah. You think about these things. There's so many things that I do, I can't get it all out.
Oh, for sure.
Like, fast enough. 100%. Somebody said, you ever run out of content? Hell no. It keeps coming. Yeah. And I believe I would die if I couldn't do this.
Big facts. To your point about just like representation and showing this possible and all the movement that you do. One thing, the reason why we launched the movement, right, is yeah. we wanted to show representation that yeah. like it is possible to be a person of color and to be a millionaire, right? And to create that legacy. And so one question we always ask our guests is, what does being a melanin millionaire mean to you?
Oh, I love that. Man, the first time it gives, y'all make my heart just like, oh, I just love it. It just means that being a representation of what's possible yeah. out there. Because sometimes, you know, there are other millionaires that we probably walk beside every single day, but they mm-hmm. don't mention it because some people they don't want to share. Well, somebody's going to ask me for something.
Yeah.
The first time I said that I was a millionaire, mm-hmm. I had to, you know, people looked at you like, well, you're bragging or boasting. Not like, no, I need another woman to know that you can go through hell and come back on the other side mm-hmm. with a cape and go get some other women and be able to go through this and be okay. It's like, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. successful, but this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And somebody said to me once, being a millionaire ain't everything. I said, well, let me figure that out for myself. Right? Don't be telling me. And once yeah. I got here, I'm yeah. like,
I like it here.
Yeah, I like it. It's so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Once you understand the play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My son plays football. He was in the NFL. He plays for the, what is it? USFL now. And my other son played. And I remember as a wide receiver, he played both ends in high school.
Yeah.
And I was upset. Like, why we got to learn the other? I got to learn. I'm just learning football. I got to learn about defense, too. I got offense. You're a wide out. You're a wide receiver. And then I came on this side and learned about corners. Mm-hmm. And I started to realize that everybody's covered. But if you get the right quarterback throwing the ball to you, just put it up in the air. I'm going to go get it. That's what I believe that I've become. Mm-hmm. A lot of corners are out there, but I've become the quarterback that understands how corners operate. I just need you to go deep, and I need you to jump when I say jump. That's it as we go through this. So being a millionaire mm-hmm. is all about let a quarterback throw you the ball.
Mm. And with that being said,
I don't know what that's right? I'm gonna say, brother.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You're such a light. Such a powerhouse. I know so many women, men too, are going to just be inspired by your words. And again, we're also excited to just be a conduit. Like if there's any people in our ecosystem that need to be connected to you, we were happy to be the bridge. So absolutely. Thank you for coming on our show. And it was amazing. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you all for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. We hope that this episode was inspiring and gave you some tangible nuggets that you can walk away with and implement in real time. If you found this episode valuable, please like, subscribe, share, and consider leaving a review of this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until next time.